Welcome back, Oakwood family. Glad you've made this journey with us, which has brought us to the night before Christmas. Our story finds Frank the Crank in a desperate place, devoid of hope, joy, and peace. The very things he has tried to destroy are the very things he so desperately needs. What can possibly break through his icy heart to let these things in? Well, let's listen in and see.
The Oakland villages were growing in cheer. There was only one more day until Christmas was here. Most every bear in Oakland liked Christmas a lot, but a bear named Frank absolutely did not. He lived in Oak Woods in a tree all alone, hoping he'd stay in a Christmas-free zone. But new neighbors moved in down the road, and their Christmas spirit continually flowed. After trying to take away hope, peace, and joy, Christmas was impossible for Frank to destroy. His attempts had created a terrible mess, and the proof of it all led to his address. The gold he had stolen formed a path to his tree. It was now clear for the whole wood to see. He was the robber. He was the pest. He was the one the cops should arrest. For a whole week, Frank sat and waited and grieved the mess that he had created. And at times, his thoughts turned into tears.
I've hated Christmas for so many years. Fighting Christmas has made me go mad. And now all I am is terribly sad.
The time had come he would be cuffed.
I'm coming,
he sadly huffed. But it wasn't the police. It wasn't the cops. It was Charlie with his mama and pops. Frank had been scared, but now he was rattled. Did they just find out? Had somebody tattled?
Merry Christmas Eve,
said Papa, shaking his hand.
Charlie says your tree has been banned.
I know you don't like guests and you don't like the snow, but I think there's something that you should know.
We found golden coins that lead to your tree.
If you just look around, you'll easily see.
You must have had a hole in your sack, or in your bank there may be a crack.
We want to help you collect your gold.
We'll work together out in the cold.
Frank was speechless. Was this a joke? Was he hearing it right? Had they misspoke?
Oh my. Oh my dear. Thank you, bears, for coming here.
You're welcome, neighbor. Now, what is your name?
Frank or Crank. They're just the same.
It's nice to meet you, Frank,
said Mama Bear.
Now let's get started looking out there.
The bears gathered coins all over the snow, and gusty winds continued to blow. But Mama and Papa kept gathering more. Then they counted.
53, 54.
That's all the coins, I'm pretty sure.
Papa held out the bag.
Now keep it secure.
Frank took the bag, feeling guilty inside.
I've been looking for these.
He finally lied. If he told the truth now, where would he start? The weight of it all fell deep in his heart. His throat got lumpy. He wanted to cry. Then he finally bursted.
Why? Why are you so kind after all of my wrongs? Why do you still sing your Christmas songs? When you saw the coins that led to my tree, you must have known the robber was me. You knew there was exactly 54 pieces of gold laying out in the snow, lost in the cold.
He threw down the sack.
Now here is your money. I found it behind your big jar of honey.
He fell to his knees and covered his face.
I'm so embarrassed. I'm just a disgrace. You must be aware that I was the pest who melted the snow who'd never rest. I'm sorry. I'm a horrible bear. I won't mess with you again. I promise, I swear.
The family smiled at Frank. Charlie gave him a hug. And deep down in his heart, Frank felt a warm tug. But he couldn't take it. How could it be? So he pushed him away.
Don't you hug me! That's it?
Frank said.
That's all I get? You won't punish me? You won't throw a fit? Let me remind you, you may not remember. I was the villain who ruined December.
We know,
Papa said.
But we can still sing. What you did didn't change anything.
I won't lie,
Charlie said.
I was deeply offended when my wish to slay finally ended. But my hope isn't what I want or wish for. My hope is found in so much more.
I certainly got frazzled with a house full of geese, but no surprise must steal my peace.
I wasn't happy when I saw we were robbed, but my joy stayed with me while I sobbed.
Come with us, back to our home.
Together we'll open a fresh honeycomb.
We fully forgive you for being a pest.
What do you say?
Will you be our guest?
Frank was confused.
This makes no sense. This invitation is just too intense. Why would you want to be with me?
Come to our house and you will see.
God came to us to make our wrong right.
Into our dark, he brought us his light.
We love because he first loved us.
Now come to our house.
Don't make a fuss.
So Frank followed the bears up to their tree, and they warmed up together with hot honey tea. Frank looked at the shelf where he had found the gold, then noticed something familiar and rather old.
What is that?
Asked Frank, pointing to a pink book.
Ah, the meaning of Christmas. Let's take a look.
Charlie pulled out the book and gave it to Frank.
Read it aloud.
Frank's heart sank. Was it worth it to Frank to give up his pride? To find the missing piece deep inside?
I can't read,
Frank stated.
Will you read it to me?
Of course,
Charlie said.
Now let me see. The first Christmas gift,
Charlie began,
was given to us when God became man. He came to earth so with him we could dwell. He was God with us, Emmanuel. On the first Christmas night, so long ago, there were no bells, cookies, or snow. There were no holiday lights hung on a tree. Only one bright star for the world to see. The light shone brightly over the earth and declared the news of the Savior's birth.
Charlie kept reading and Frank listened close. What Charlie read next is what Frank loved the most.
Christmas brings hope for the dark and lonely because God gave us his Son, his one and only.
Papa lit a candle and Frank watched it burn, and soon his heart started to turn.
Christmas brings peace for all who do wrong. While we are weak, he is perfectly strong.
Mama lit the second. Frank loved the light. Together, the two candles shone in the night.
Christmas brings joy to all who are crushed and gives them a song that can never be hushed.
Papa lit the third. The light was now growing. Frank teared up. His joy was now showing.
Christmas is for me? What a delight!
We have one more candle we'd like you to light.
Christmas brings love to those who can see. Jesus came for all, for you, and for me.
Frank lit the last candle and they started to sing.
Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
Frank couldn't believe he was enjoying this song. He joined right in, boisterous and strong.
Hark the herald angels sing, glories to the newborn King.
It was on that joy-filled Christmas Eve when Frank first started to believe. It was just the beginning of Frank's delight, out of the dark and into the light. The Oak Woods now bustles with cheer. Frank celebrates Christmas every day of the year. He lights up the forest, decorating his tree. He welcomes new neighbors with hot honey tea. He makes cookies and even plays in the snow, but most of all, he lets everyone know. Without Jesus, he had no hope, peace, or joy. He tells the stories of what he tried to destroy. He tells of the love his neighbors showed and how their Christmas spirit continually flowed. He'll never forget, he'll always remember the way Jesus filled him that December.
Merry Christmas, Oak Woods!
You'll hear him shout as he celebrates Christmas for what it's about.
We hope you enjoy the tale Christmas Comes to Oak Woods. Our prayer is and has been that you would experience Christmas as a family as God intends for His first Advent to be celebrated. If these gifts of hope, peace, joy, and love have evaded you this Christmas season, know that it's not too late. You still have time to redeem it. The only way to get it, though, is the same way Frank found it, in a baby who became a man, who became the Savior of the world, Jesus. He is what Christmas is all about. Thanks for listening, and have a very Merry Christmas.